Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I want to continue the thoughts of what we just got from Ken Crozen. Kenneth Crozen was just on the show. He's one of our intellectual property attorneys, and he pointed out how much more innovative the Chinese are than we are, and how they're recording, you know, a high percentage more patents in a year than we are. And you know, he makes some excellent points. The report is sobering on how much more innovative the Chinese are. Now, I know that they've got the state behind them over there. I know that that you have to discount that to some degree. But here's the thing that I also know, folks. In the United States, and one other quick thing that Ken said, not half, but a high number of U.S. patents are being gotten by foreigners, foreign companies, foreign individuals. That may be a more frightening number, if you think about it. So China got over 500,000 patents last year. America got something under 400,000, say 350,000 patents. Those numbers are close. And if 40% of those 350 patents were acquired in America by foreign companies or foreign nationals, then that means that, you know, that our production of American production of patents, well, you can do the math. You can do the math pretty easily there. And that means that Americans are not producing as many patents as we should be, considering what the power that we have, the potential that we have here. So what's the answer? I think, let me say what I think the problem is. The problem is that America has been sitting on its laurels for so long. Americans, and I'm talking about you and me, Americans, out here, you know, out here in flyover America, out here in small town Main Street America. We've been sitting on our laurels all this time, basking in the glow of being the greatest nation of all time, the greatest democracy, the greatest form of government, the strongest army, the currency of choice by nation after nation. We've had all these things to be so proud of, that what's happened is we haven't maintained those things. We've been letting them erode. We've let our education system erode. We've let our innovations erode. We've let the value of our currency erode. We've let our ability to innovate and to lead the global economy erode. And we it's sort of like when a small business starts to fail, the first thing that they do is they start consuming their equity. If you ever watch a business fail, you see the balance sheet just get smaller and smaller and smaller. It's kind of like a bear that hibernates and they sustain themselves through the winter on the fat that they've laid up. Well, that's what we've been doing, ladies and gentlemen. We've been sustaining ourselves based on the fat that we've laid up over the last couple hundred years. Well, guess what, folks? We're running out of fat. And if you and I on Main Street don't recognize that, because we can't count on the people in Washington. The folks in Washington will not come up with this on their own. Just believe that, folks. The so-called leaders in Washington, I don't care what party, they will not come up with the solution for all this on their own, because they only care about getting reelected. And so here's what you and I have to do. You and I have to raise their standards. You and I, small business owners, you and I, Main Street Americans, we have to raise their standards. We have to demand more of them. We have to demand more of ourselves. And we have to hold those higher standards. We have to quit taking for granted what America was and start looking realistically at what it really is. And here's the good news. If we start doing that today, we can turn this around in 10 years. In less than a generation, we can turn this around and we can still be a nation to be really proud of. If we don't, in 10 years or less, we'll be a nation in big trouble. When you consider all the things that we got going, that we have to overcome, like the deficits, for example, a nation in big trouble. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, the choice is not Washington's, the choice is ours. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.